shit.
What?
I literally just rolled a one.
Yep, that seems...
greetings, Afro Posse, seems and great. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Afro Ho Nothing Podcast.
With your host.
Feeling.
That's how you're going to start,
yep.
huh?
Yep.
All right.
With your host.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
And I've got and, a feeling tonight is not my night.
Tomorrow's not looking good either.
No, not...
Oh, well, we
the
should probably...
The first time I ever rolled that dice, too.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, well, that's...
Salsa, have you ever felt like a critical failure before?
I mean, yes. No. I was in high school.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I made it real. God damn it.
Thankfully, we have drinking.
Yay!
fuck off. I've been seeing too much of you, James.
Yeah.
Gotta stop it.
Been looking forward to this one. This is, again, mint simple syrup.
Yes.
So a whole lot of homemade in here. But this is homemade mint simple syrup with homemade applejack.
Yes.
I did roughly 3-to-1, 2.5-to-1 on the applejack to mint simple syrup.
The color of this is gorgeous. Yeah, it smells amazing.
The colors, it's got the strong apple with just a mint on it, and it yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
my
this.
My mouth is watering a little bit.
I'm going to drink it then.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Huh. Ooh. I just got chills.
That's a bit of all right.
Yeah.
It's good. It's not. I expected it to be mind blowing.
Ah, it blew my mind.
And it's
my mind is pretty blown.
I just think it's pretty good. Not like oh my god.
Do you want more apple, more mint?
No, I think I'm good. I think apple and mint
soda,
is
perhaps,
one of those combinations that I'm like, it's good.
Okay.
Huh.
But yeah. It's not a flavor combination.
Sure, yeah. It is a flavor profile that is unusual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's even pretty good. But it's not like, oh, I need to have 18 million of
this. No, I'm going to side with James on this one. This is a bit of all right. I will absolutely drink another one.
It's purely a taste thing for
me. I really want there to be apple mint gum.
Apple mint gum.
Yep.
Nope.
Huh.
No. It's all right. So, what have you guys been up to?
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
No, you didn't.
Not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before.
The Sunday before.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend.
I mean, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So there's probably things to discuss.
Do they involve fest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how I got that.
It's wild, right?
Crazy.
I mean, the fencing booth thing is a strong fucking hint, but, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like, I got all four of the clues that you left. I left over 12,783. Whatever.
Yep.
So anyway, does anybody have anything not fest? I don't, really.
I do.
I've just been working in Fest, so maybe we should start with Knot
Fest. Is there a
Knot
Fest right now?
Rumor has it James did something that's Knot Fest, so maybe we start with that.
I mean, my kids started school,
which
was good.
Yeah.
Until the bus didn't show up, which was bad.
That is bad.
Yeah. It seems like there was a kerfuffle with one of the bus drivers. Nothing like...
Nothing illicit?
Yeah, nothing illicit, just they...
No, I just pictured a bus driver knife fight in the parking lot.
No, it's just the bus driver got a little lost.
Oh.
And then got a bit more lost.
Oh,
no.
And the unlosting did not happen. It got worse, and so the bus driver, like... Yeah, like the bus driver was supposed to drop him off at school at like 8:30 or something like that, and by like 9 o'clock, my daughter came in and was like, "The bus never showed up." I'm like, "Your school starts now. What are you doing here?"
Yeah,
and then drove her to school, and the bus still hadn't gotten there because it was in Eden Prairie.
That's very far.
That's not here at all. Very lost.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like my kind of lost.
Yeah,
I was going to say that's worse than your kind of lost.
And it's entirely possible the person who said that to me could have been, you know, exaggerating a little bit. But yeah, it was basically, it was the second day of school and the bus driver just got lost.
Yeah.
And that was an exciting day.
Looks like somebody else needs an education.
But how are they going to get there? But other than that, it was school for the kids, which I'm so proud of my kids. You know, they're doing that stuff. Mm. They're getting so big. They don't need me anymore.
Oh, honey, it never stops. No, let me tell you.
No, they don't need me anymore. I have absolutely cut off all ties with them now.
Mm-hmm. Time to walk into the lake and become a cryptid.
Yep. Well, I don't look at them anymore. I don't speak to them anymore. Uh-huh. That's we're done.
Yep.
Standing upstairs talking to your wife, I can still hear their little voices. Dad!
Sometimes at night when
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your eldest would not let you get away with that.
No.
Most exasperated sigh to ever come out of a kid.
I mean, the thing is my daughter has been a teenager ever since she was four.
Yeah.
And
this is
now
true.
She's almost a teenager. Yeah. So it's gotten worse.
I know that she just changed school levels.
Yep.
And
she's in middle school now.
Has her doctorate in exasperation.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she is slamming full force into teenagerhood like a fucking Mack truck.
Yep.
And yeah, she had the sarcasm down again when she was four. So it's now. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say she got that one from me.
Sure.
Oh, good.
Anyway, James, what did you do?
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
No, but not fencing. Aside from that, Jesus Christ, we already talked about that.
So,
James rolled a one.
One of my metas had a birthday over this last weekend.
Yeah.
And we wanted to celebrate him away from Fest so that he could have a bunch of friends together who were not actively trying to put hoods, jackets, gloves, and masks on people.
Right.
You've lost me. Having friends that don't do Fest.
No, friends that do Fest.
Okay.
But just not in the middle of their...
Oh, okay. Doing activities
the
while
of
not...
the
do,
festival,
okay.
Yeah.
No, okay, so, now I'm with you again.
Yeah, so it was a surprise birthday party. I know that this person has a clinical condition very similar to mine, and I said, let's surprise him outside. Let's go outside. Yeah. So when he pulled up to the house, we were all outside to surprise him so that he would have a moment in the car to recognize that he was being surprised, to understand that plans were different.
Right.
Than the plans that had been apparently made, and then also to react to that privately instead of in the moment publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I have entered into a surprise party once, and I almost walked out.
It was that party that was surprised.
I very much almost walked out the door. I was so angry.
I'm actually, weirdly, for somebody who loves planning, I would not mind a surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means somebody else did all of the planning.
Sure, yeah.
Oh.
And therefore, I could take a couple of hours off.
Yep.
I no longer
spend a couple hours thinking about what she would have done different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd
but
be
it was,
a party.
It was really nice. People brought food, and one of the things that was the theme of the party was D&D, so it's surprising, I think, everyone.
I, for one, am shocked.
Yes. And
I'm not. I'm very confused by this.
So people who were in attendance were given slips of paper that had little little challenges, little, like, perception checks and dexterity checks and things like that, charisma checks. Mm-hmm. And you would read your slip of paper. He would roll a die, which would determine how we celebrated for the next couple minutes, whether he was taking a drink, whether he was, you know, getting more food, whether mm-hmm. he was, you know, getting smooched by one of his partners or something. Like, it was, gross. Yeah. but he didn't have to, like, he didn't have to host the party, much right. to Jenna's yeah. point. And so it was really nice.
And having your interactions with others scripted would help a lot, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can well imagine.
Mm.
But the food was absolutely fucking incredible. There was a moment where I felt real bad because I thought that I had grabbed boxes of chips for walking tacos that included just fucking not dairy options and not wheat options.
Yeah.
It's like corn
yeah.
chips.
For yeah, like I thought they had some regular fucking Fritos in them. They did not.
Mm.
Nope.
Yep. So I was like, oh, yeah, Jenna, over here. We've got boxes of chips, and you can... Oh, no. Nope. That's sour cream. Nope.
Yeah. We've got Cool Ranch. We got some cheese...
Cheeto. Nope.
Some cheddar... But no.
Well, at one point, she was like, no, I can eat Fritos. And I was like, those are chili cheese. I can tell by the color of the...
Yeah.
Yep. So we did have an option. We did have just regular fucking tortilla chips.
But I didn't get a bag.
But I was sad that she did not get the official walking taco.
No. I had a lying down taco.
Yeah.
You
I had a lazy taco.
Could have taken a bag and, like, rinsed it out or something.
Nah.
You
want to... No.
I think damp walking taco is my cover band for...
You dry it out. Don't leave the water in there. Look, I'm trying, Jenna.
Look, you're very
trying. Here's a very soggy olive branch. It's the meaning that counts, right?
Why is that so gross sounding?
Intent is only part of it.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's a difference between murder and manslaughter, but at the end of the day, there's still a dead body on the floor, all right?
Yep.
I love this. That's really good.
That's my quote.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. That one is all me, and I love it.
Yep.
But you want to know the other super great thing about this birthday party? It went until 9, and then everybody went home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. And then he got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I approve of your way of partying.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. All right. But, no, it was a great time, and wonderful people showed up.
Oh, I need my deviled egg trays back.
They're in my car.
I forgot that I left them. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, Jenna...
I didn't even make the full amount that I wanted.
Yeah, they're, like, really good.
Really good.
They're deviled eggs.
Yeah.
That's... synonymous.
But
I was gonna do 3 or 4 different flavors, and I only ended up doing 2. Mm-hmm. I had classic,
mm-hmm.
And then I had horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
oh my god!
And yeah, like the thing is, Joe helped me by powdering dill.
Mm-hmm.
He powdered a lot of dill. Those eggs were very dilly.
Sounds like a euphemism.
They were very dilly eggs.
Powdered a lot of dill in my time.
Powdered a lot of dill, yeah. What do you say? We go back to my place and powder some dill.
Oh, gross.
Well, we can look at my etchings.
Ew. I need an adult.
And do you need an
my
adult?
My 16th century erotica.
Actually, that sounds pretty fucking
actually,
awesome.
It does yeah. Like, yeah. From a historical perspective. Yeah. I'm actually curious about that.
I've read, not 16th century, but I've read Victorian erotica.
Oh, that stuff is filthy as fuck.
I love it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That stuff is so dirty.
Yep. So, there was it was really nice. And I took the week off of work. And I was like, this is a smart idea. I'm going to have several days to recover, and then we're going to throw a party. that's not how parties work.
No.
I forgot.
Oh, sweet pea.
So I...
You know, Jenna wouldn't have forgotten.
We've met ever, even casually. Yeah.
There's a reason why I left before 9.
So, yeah, we spent Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday up until the moment that people started arriving, getting everything prepped and getting things arranged and sorted. But it was just like... kind of a very low key and cool fucking hangout.
Yeah, it was super chill.
And there were deviled eggs, so like even better. Yeah,
yeah, walking tacos and deviled eggs.
Fuck yes.
Which is the name of my second cover band.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite as good as the first, but like you know, you switch out enough people and then
sure, it's a super group. You gotta rebrand. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I still need to get to that deviled egg restaurant in Omaha.
Restaurant in Omaha?
Yeah. They serve deviled
eggs. Omaha's got something going for it.
Yeah. The only problem is they close right when the Renaissance Festival closes. So, like, I can't get over there unless I get out there, like, on Friday night or something like that. But, yeah, they got, like... kimchi deviled eggs
and
all sorts of crazy flavors.
I ate so much Taco Bell and I'm hungry for kimchi deviled eggs all over again. But
it's called the Deviled Egg Company.
Well that's what it says on the tin.
You know, it is exactly
supplies.
There's sriracha bacon, there's a walking taco deviled egg. There's a Cali roll deviled egg.
God damn.
Chicken and pickle.
By the way, I'm reminded, have you had the egg cheese. Flip sandwiches?
I did get a chance. Crab Rangoon deviled eggs.
Oh my God.
I bet I could make those.
Smoked salmon deviled eggs.
I have done those. They use capers. Jalapeno popper
deviled eggs. Cheeseburger deviled eggs.
Yep, okay.
I desperately need to get to
this. When I talk about a million different flavors that I've done, like this is pretty much exactly what I'm talking about.
I did get on the second Sunday when it was balls hot, and I canceled my last two shows
because
I just needed food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an egg flip.
Have you had the bulgogi egg flip?
No, I got the bowl.
The classic. Gotcha.
And it was super good.
Yeah, I'll strongly recommend the bulgogi if you get it next time.
Good and tight.
Yeah, thank you. Are we now talking about the fest things that we've done?
Yeah, I got. Is this like the party's really kind of the only thing outside of work that I've been doing? And, yeah, it was lovely.
Everything I've been doing outside of Fest has been recovering from Fest.
Truly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, even when my sister came to visit us, we were like couch potatoes. We just played video games and watched TV and.
Oh, I picked up a. Thousand Year Door.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a thing that I've been doing outside of Fest.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
I used my Fest tips from Labor Day. I did exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to treat myself. So I bought a Thousand Year Door, and I've been playing a little bit of that.
Sometimes salsa can have a Thousand Year Door, just as a little treat. Yeah. So, Labor Day weekend was the fencing booth tournament.
Yes.
And I thought that I was helping both nights, but it turns out that I was participating the second night and just did not...
Okay. That's helping.
Did not know.
It's like helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there had been a clerical error. Clerical error.
I can't not think of that.
I know.
Yep.
Because early on, I had said, of course I'm participating. And then later I had said... Oh no! I'm gonna help because there may not be enough people, and so what the planner had heard was if there are enough people, he's participating, and so I was just handed my blade, my mask, and my gloves, basically, and like, hey, you need to get these checked and go sit down.
You're on deck.
oh, all right. And I was. I was out very quickly.
Almost like you weren't in the right headspace.
It was also just that I had thrown myself at the day in a way I did not...
Yeah.
I did not reserve...
Almost like you weren't in the right headspace.
Anything, yeah.
Or a body space.
Or body
so
space.
I sat down space, in the aisle space. Between the fencing rings, and I was like, I looked over at, I think, Talon, and just, I was like, oh, this is going to go really badly for me. Oh, yeah. I don't want to lose in my head before I've lost in real life, but I have lost in real life. This is not...
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I'm going to get knocked out in the first two rounds. I'm going to do my best, but this is going to go badly for me.
Right.
But I'm going to have fun. And I did. I had a fucking great time.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. I loved it. I did get absolutely fucking waxed.
Right.
But also, the people who were fighting me are, like, really good.
Yeah, if you were in Knights Tournament, that's, they're not... Yeah, any slouches.
I did have the you know, like, glowing pride of having taken one balloon from both people,
even
though they bested me. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I had taken both balloons from one, but you can't take them both at the same time.
Yeah, no doublés.
So they did re-balloon that person, then he just... So-
It wasn't.
Like,
it wasn't.
Just went, yeah. Boop.
It wasn't a shutout. But.
No. Not. But it was. They were the kind of matches that I like to watch, where it's clean, it's decisive.
Yeah.
It's quick. It wasn't. There was. It was not dragged out.
Sure.
Anything like that. Yeah. It was great. And then I got to watch everybody. And the best part for me. And you're going to be like, that's the most fucking James thing ever. But I was sitting outside the ring, and whenever one of my compatriots got knocked out, they would be like, you know, like walking out with their blade in their mask and be like, fucking, I guess I'm not, you know, as good as I thought. And they would see me over there, and I'd be like, hey, looks like, you know, we're both out of the thing. And, you know, got to cheer people up as they were coming out because they got... You know, they wiped the walls with me. And so that person was in longer than me, and that made them feel better. And I liked that.
So
at least you're not me.
Well, and the thing was, I walked up to Jenna and I was like, that's it. I'm done. And she was like, are you sure? It's a double elimination.
And I was like, you know how this works,
yeah,
right?
I got knocked out twice, and she was like, I'm okay, but I'm going to check.
Well, because the thing is, no, here's the thing.
Yeah,
I mean, we were churning through people very quickly.
Yes.
But the committee is supposed to let people know when they're eliminated. Mm-hmm. And my question was, did the committee tell you? You were eliminated.
And they had not.
They had not.
That's correct.
And so there was a very specific, you know the rules.
Yeah, you've been...
You know you're eliminated, but not everybody else has done this, we need to make sure that information is getting conveyed correctly.
Hilariously.
You've been mathematically eliminated, but you have not been officially eliminated.
Hilariously, it turned out that the bout committee, the names were supposed to turn red when they had lost twice, when they'd been double eliminated. But mine didn't, and they immediately realized that something was wrong.
Yeah.
And so me getting knocked out immediately was an excellent test.
Yeah.
Learning
no, that
the system
great.
Being broken.
Well, I went over to them, and they're like, our thing didn't do it. I'm like, but... James says he's eliminated. I believe him. I'm confused, but I believe him. Huh? And they're like, and they did a double check, and they're like, yeah, no, he's totally, oh, buddy. All right. So then we had to figure out.
Sure.
So me getting knocked out also fixed things for other people, which feels really good.
Way to find a silver lining.
That is a very James thing to do.
Way to find a silver lining.
Yeah.
But I had really good... really good fencing bouts with folks that morning, that afternoon, the day before, all of that stuff, and then the day after. I got to fence some of my favorite people. I still haven't fenced Jenna yet, even though she's one of my favorite people.
I'm still broken.
Yeah.
I love how life keeps hucking lemons at James's head, saying, stop fucking making these into lemonade.
No. I'm going to add them to vodka. Yeah, when life gives you lemons, make limoncello. It was a long, long, long weekend, and we were all very punchy by Monday afternoon. I was sitting out on Sunset Hill singing with people, saying goodbye to people, and we were all just a little sun drunk and a little out of it in a way that was real fun.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good weekend. And then this last weekend was also
I want to go back to that weekend for a second. Yes. We did have some special guests arrive on Sunday.
Yes.
A couple of... So I'm walking over to the Priv and I see this guy. As I'm walking by, I'm like, you don't fucking run this place anymore. And I'm flipping him off as I walk by. I go to the bathroom and I come back out and I'm like, oh, hey, Rod, it's good to see you. Because Mav and Ro were out.
Yeah.
For Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And also our friends from Florida came up for a visit.
Florida as friends as well.
For the weekend, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I miss all of those people.
But you were talking about all of the fights, and I was like, did you get to fight Mav?
I did.
Did you win?
No.
Good.
No.
Take that, James Ego. I don't know.
Yeah, now I'm running it back through my head. Did I get to fight him, or was he just critiquing one of my fights?
Because he ran the booth for how many decades?
Like 25 years, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, a while.
Yeah. Like, there is few people on the planet who knows that business more than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got to see him fight some of the people who have mastered out of the Knights Tournament, like, who have just won the Knights Tournament many fucking times. We got to see them fight, and at first it was all fun and games, and then they were both down to their last balloon, and then it was deadly fucking serious, but in the most entertaining way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
No, these are fucking masters going at it.
Yep. Yeah. Just absolutely incredible. I had a blast getting to see those folks again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
So good. During tourney, I'm just going to stick with tourney for a moment.
By all means.
And then give it back to you. But, tourney, I came up with a ridiculous halftime show.
Mm.
It was glorious. It was stupid. So, some of you may remember I used to do belly dance a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I realized that the Isis wings are just long sticks to hold them up.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly about as long as a fencing blade.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the Isis wings and replaced the sticks with sabers.
Fantastic.
And there were all four ringmasters.
Oh my God.
In a fucking free-for-all with these Isis wings. Nice. Having to pop each other's balloons.
I like it.
It was beautiful. I approve.
It was fluttery chaos.
I approve of this wholeheartedly.
It was so good.
Yeah. We got shitload of compliments on that. So you got a shitload of compliments on that.
Yay! I'll take them.
Yeah.
But I think one thing that happened...
Hey, Jenna.
Huh?
You did a good job.
Oh, God. Don't creep me out like that.
I feel better about myself now.
Well, I was talking with Rachel about it afterwards, and she was like, that was hilarious, but now I have an image of Cole in Isis wings trying to dance, and that just exists in my head now, and I am mad about it. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. She said it differently, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, the general gist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. General gist.
So, no, I was very happy with that. I did help because I'm still broken. I'm real mad about it. I worked so hard to be able to do it this year. And then last minute, my back just fucked up again. Yeah. So
that sucks really badly.
Yeah, it does. I hate it.
Yeah.
But I did get to help out. Told people where to go. I love telling people where to go.
That's very true.
I was Cole's assistant, which basically meant I had to make sure he ate something, dumb fuck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the relationship that we all have, the ringmasters and the ringbacks and the champions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually, speaking of, I saw Mav and Ro at my show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was really nice to see them. And also, they were like, we never, ever, ever got to see shows.
Right.
So the fact that they were like, we're seeing shows.
I know, right? Like, they got to have a play day.
They it's actually so got to experience Fest.
Right.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
So. Yeah, yeah.
That was good seeing them.
Yeah, when they were at the booth in the morning, and then they were like, well, we're leaving. And I was like, good. Good.
I was like, I don't believe you. Prove it. Yeah. And then they did.
They're so, like, no, we're going. We're seriously, we're going. Then they're like, miming, like they're doing the mime walk.
Yeah, Mav's going down the like stairs behind the veils.
Yep.
Just go into the basement quick and I'll be right back. Yeah.
Basement ring three.
Yeah, we can still see you.
It's the balloons poking out of my veil.
But, yeah, no, the other memory that I have from Fest that I really enjoyed this last weekend, I got to hang out with and read riddles with the side quest players for about an hour. Oh, nice. And I got to use a bunch of the riddles that I had written to present to them when they were the riddle booth, which was kind of pretty gratifying. But I fenced someone on stilts and lost.
Yeah, you did.
And there's video.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
and it makes me very happy. That is so fun. I loved just doing dumb shit like that is so good.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I was glad to get that video and those pics.
Mm-hmm.
I might have plans for them later. Don't worry about it.
That didn't sound ominous at all.
So oh. What? Don't worry about it. I said don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Do you trust me?
No.
Most reliable car I've ever had never started. I trust you to do something. Yeah. But that was that was my
yours?
2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. I've only got a couple of stories. Labor Day weekend. There's a guy that came up to the cash box. And he's got his, like, 7-year-old boy. And he's full of bluster and swagger and talking and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, my boy here is going to fight your champions as many times as possible. Like, pulls out a 20.
Oh, my God.
And like, he's done this before. He'll do it again. We did it here last year. We did it newborn. Like, we're in. And I'm like, I'll take your money. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So he pulls out this 20. And he asks me, you know, oh, what's the charity this year? I'm like, Youth Performance Company. And he was like, I love YPC. And like, adds a little bit more. Like, and then he reaches over. And what I think in my head is he's going to hand me this 20. There is a giant cash box. There's a little donation thing on top of the cash box. And he reaches over this cash box. And I'm like, great, I'm going to take this 20. And he puts it in my coffee mug that he has mistaken for a tip mug.
Yep.
And as I saw it go past my hand and into my coffee, I went, and it was a quiet morning. A bunch of heads turned to me. And I looked at him and I went, that's my coffee. And he looked kind of chagrined, and his kid was looking at him like, what the fuck have you done now, father? What the fuck have you done now? And I was like, just go in, kid. Just go here, take a ribbon, go in, tell them you're playing a bunch, it's fine. And I called him like, hey, Laura, can I get another coffee? And she's like, I just got you coffee.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And as I'm pulling this 20 out, I'm like, can I get one without money in it?
Can I get one with money in it?
Well, you know.
Can I? I'll absolutely.
Do better, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I'm drying off a 20 on my skirt. Yeah. So yeah, that happened.
That's
and
fantastic.
I was like, I don't even know in my brain right now what's going on. Like, I haven't. The problem is I hadn't had enough coffee yet.
Yeah. Fuck.
And it's not like I could solve the problem immediately.
No.
This coffee tastes like commerce.
Starbucks?
Yeah. So, two things from last year is Gus, the Bardic Troubadour, had a mug made for him that says, this is not a tip jar.
Nice.
On the side. It's just got a big fucking sign on it that says, this is not a tip jar. Because he lost so many mugs of whatever beverage he was drinking.
Sure.
Because
people are throwing coins and stuff
in it. People are putting their boob money in it.
Yep.
And the, and worse. But, yeah, I had just paid to fill.
I mean, some people would pay extra for that, but.
But I had just bought. I was roaming around with Kyle last year, and I had just bought a bunch of tonic water to fill my mug. And I was so happy about it. And I was taking sips out of it and wandering around with him, and then a couple just dropped a fiver in it. And I, like, both of us turned silently and looked down
just
at my mug.
Regarded this five.
And then the couple, like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's your, yeah, that's my beverage. And they're like patting themselves down, and they grab another like 10 or 20 bucks and like
put that in there too. Why not? It's already wet.
Too late.
Yeah, I gotta
your
rinse it anyway.
Ruined.
They were like, we're so sorry, we will pay to replace it. And Kyle, afterward, he was like, they were really nice. And I was like, yeah, they were really nice. And he's like, you should lose more beverages.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kyle, Kyle has a habit of coming by in the morning to accost me because he knows I'm trapped and can't leave.
Ah, yes, captive audience.
Yeah, so every morning, and like one day I just like turned my head slightly and there he was. Like, I didn't see it. Usually I can see him coming, but
like
no,
a big
I just,
ginger ghost.
And it was that grin.
And
that
then there
fucking
he
grin.
Was.
And, so, yeah, this last Saturday, there was no Kyle.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm like, but I know he's out this weekend.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Yeah. Like,
it's like when you... when
jumping at check.
But he was too busy.
Oh.
And just wasn't able to stop by during my shift.
Mm.
Oh, no, boo-hoo, I'm sad. So I was wandering around in the afternoon, and I was visiting a friend of mine in a shop. And I go to leave the shop, and there he is. And he just turns his head and looks at me with that fucking grin. And I was like, oh, no. What have I done?
Smoke bomb.
So, yeah, I did not avoid Kyle that particular day. Mm. But we did have one moment that was absolutely delightful from this last weekend.
Hmm.
We had what I call one of our accessibility matches.
Yeah.
There was a person in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say the amount of strength that we normally see from, like, a 3 or 4-year-old.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, sure.
So, like, number one, I did learn that our maze is definitely wide enough for a really wide chair.
Hey.
So bonus points for us there.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little concerned, but nope, made it through.
Fantastic work.
Cole, who I have dubbed our accessibility officer, because he's done this for so long, he knows how to work with any capability. Cole ended up steering the chair. It was electric, and it had basically like a little joystick. I was like, that looks like fun. So he was steering in the chair, and the individual in the chair had the sword and was fighting mom.
Mm.
And Mom had definitely been given some instruction on how to assist and things like that. But what I loved about this chair is that it was generally, like, when I saw it, when this person came in, the chair looked like just a super high-tech, awesome chair.
Sure.
Hmm. I didn't know that it goes up.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So this person comes in a chair that is now twice as tall as when they got in the
maze. Fantastic.
And I was just like, oh my God, we have Transformers in the ring. This is so cool. Like, it looked like a lift.
Yeah, scissor lift.
With
yeah.
The two kind of bendy, it almost looked like legs.
Nice.
Underneath this, I was like, this is so cool. Oh, we have robots fighting in the ring.
That's
we
fantastic.
Have actual electronic awesomeness happening here. And that was just absolutely delightful. Yeah. An entire crowd cheering. And I love it when we have those types of fights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sadly did not have my phone with me at that point. Mm-hmm. It was charging. Mm-hmm. But it was like the exact moment I've been looking for to be able to take pictures to add to our repertoire. And it was just all of these people cheering and getting excited for this. And then the moment a balloon is taken, just uproar.
Yep.
Like all the way around the booth.
I love
17 it. People deep on every side. Just insane. And that's one of the things that just absolutely warms my heart.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
super
hard. Y'all are doing amazing work over there. You really, really are.
Yep. All me.
I just stick shit down my throat and then ask people for money.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, those were pretty much my
awesome
highlight stories. What about you, Salsa?
I stuck shit down my throat and then asked for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Story all checks right out. Yeah.
Anything exciting beyond that? Any
nah
tales of the okay.
Just had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay is better than bad.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any. Like I said, I saw Mav. Can't really think of anything
beyond that.
Beyond that.
I would say that's auspicious enough.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Oh, that's good.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah. Preferable to the alternative.
I mean, you. Raiderly probably wants you around.
Yeah.
Some days.
You know, for the kids stuff, whatever.
Yeah. Had a campfire.
Yeah.
In the campground for the first time in 2 years.
It's finally nice. Cool enough to have a fire.
Yeah, right. Last year was
last
too hot.
Last year, never. Ugh. Like, ugh. Not once did I need a fire ugh last year, and that's weird.
Yeah. Even at night. Ugh. Ugh. It was, like, filthy hot.
Yeah.
It's, I'm so glad that the weather is not 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, maybe we should take a break. That's weird.
I'm down for a break.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Penn was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
My new response to Are You Ready is, I was born yesterday, which is it feels really good with yeah the, Yeah.
And we're back. I'm Saul Sinner.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
It's true. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Troy.
You found a rock.
Anyway.
Opening thoughts. Just remember the rules.
There are rules? Oh, shit, I just lost the game.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Sorry, Internet.
And when I listen to this episode later...
Well, I just went twice then. Fuck.
Question number one. Yes or yes or no?
Yes or yes or no.
Wait, is it yes or yes or no? Or three options? Yes,
I
yes.
I do not know. I am guessing it is yes or yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense to be yes or yes or no.
Right, although it doesn't.
But it could also be yes or yes or no.
I'm going to go yes or no. I think if you're going to have a setup like yes or no, then it's probably yes or no.
You're going to hedge your bets, huh?
I am.
I'm going to take a bold statement and go with yes.
Ooh.
I'm going to go yes and. So yes.
There is
But there is no and. There is only or.
Then yes or.
Oh. Ooh. All right.
So James and I are going yes or. And Jenna's going yes or no.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm very negative.
Okay. Question number two. Yes or no. Or no.
Yes or no. Or no.
Yeah, or, I obviously don't remember whatever rules it is that Troy set up.
Or no. Or no.
I'm going to go. Or no.
I'm going to go with no or no.
Ooh.
No or no?
No or no.
No or no's not a bad place.
Yes, it is.
It's not a great place.
Yeah, it's not great.
I like their gas stations.
Mm-hmm. They only have two.
Yeah,
that's what I know of the place.
I do appreciate the Orinoco flow, though.
Oh, yeah, Enya. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. I'll go with no on this.
All right.
Okay. Question number three. Yes or no, or no, or yes?
Yes or no, or no or yes. No or yes.
Or yes.
Yes.
Or no or no, no or no. Yes.
Or yes.
Yes. The band.
Yes.
The band on stage.
Yes. So the band, yes, or no or no.
Good.
Or the band, or yes.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to go with yes or no.
I'm going to go yes this time.
Okay.
Just straight up yes.
The first yes or the second yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say no or yes because I always choose tails in a coin flip.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Question number four. Yes and no. Or no and yes.
And yes.
So this one, we have a clear or. We have a clear delineation. Mm-hmm. There's a yes and no, or no or and yes.
Yes and no.
I think yes and no.
Because there's a yes and.
Yes and no. I'm going with yes and
I
no.
Like, because I want people to have the things that make them happy, but I will qualify that. I will give them, like, the disclaimer on it. So
did you just say you're qualified?
No.
No, he'll give
yes
them the
no.
Qualified.
Yes and no.
Yes right. And no. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yes and no. Mm-hmm. So, wait, you are going with yes and no?
I think we're all
I'm
going,
also
yes,
going
and
yes,
no.
Yes and no.
Oh, okay, he switched to yes and
we're
no.
We're all yes and no in
okay.
It.
Okay. Question number five. Five. Yes or no? I'm going to go with no.
I'm going with yes.
kind of feeling the no on this one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go no.
Okay. I'm the statistical anomaly.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah.
All right.
No, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. All right.
No, yeah, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. So question number one, yes or no.
Okay.
Which did you went with?
I went with yes.
Yeah, you went with yes, I went with yes, you went with yes or no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you parse this correctly? Yes. Or did it confuse you? Yes or no? We parsed it correctly.
Apparently.
We all parsed it correctly.
We did.
Yeah.
I just picked wrong.
Yes.
Aw. Yeah. Or no. Aw.
Nice.
Question number two. Yes or no or no. I went with yes or no.
I went with...
No, I went with no or no.
I went with no. I pretty sure I went with no.
I can't remember.
I think you went with yes or no.
I think I went with yes or no as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes or no, no, no or no. Okay. Are you still confused, yes or no, or not? No.
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 I think we're ready for the rest now.
Hell yeah.
So what about no or no? I don't, that one wasn't,
that wasn't an option, apparently. So you should have chosen yes.
Apparently.
Yes or
but
no.
But that
or
also
no.
wasn't an option.
The band on stage.
Who?
The band.
Yes. Question number three. Yes or no, or no, or yes. Which do you enjoy attempting to solve more?
Mm.
Problems you think you can solve, yes or no, or problems you don't think you can solve, no or yes?
Problems I don't think I can solve.
I very much prefer a problem I think I can solve.
It really depends on my mental state at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where I love engaging in a problem that doesn't have a specific solution. And then bludgeoning my way to a solution.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of my mobile games are just puzzles mm-hmm. that I can solve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing the Hexasort and the Flow Free and all the rest of those types mm-hmm. of things. And I know that I will eventually mm-hmm. be able to solve them. Yeah. So.
As a straight white dude, I think I can solve every problem.
Yeah, so, the confidence of a mediocre white
exactly.
man.
As
exactly.
a Jenna, I know I can solve all of them.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah, I'm going to go yes or no.
All right.
I think, similarly, I think I have to go with yes or no because I feel like I can... I enjoy difficult problems, but like those... I like a riddle or a puzzle,
mm-hmm.
but those like free thinking exercises, like the mind trap cards.
Sure.
I enjoy those too, but it's different mental state. Sometimes mm-hmm. I like stoner philosophy, where there
sure.
is no answer.
Sure.
You know, sometimes I'm down for that.
I enjoy doing like crosswords, and I enjoy like the pictograms and things like that, where mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. eventually I'll get to the end, mm-hmm. but like. What are those called? The cryptic crossword or the cryptic crypto? What are the?
Oh, you're talking about the crypto quips.
Crypto quips, yeah. Like
yeah,
those
I
ones.
Love
I'm,
those.
I just, I'm like, no, I'm not going to get this, and I move on because it's. Oh. I'm not going to waste my time if I'm not going to get to the end.
Oh,
it's, I'm just going to waste. I've got other things to do, and if I don't think I will finish it,
okay.
I'm just not going to waste my time. I'll go off and do something
okay.
else.
Yeah. No, I'm all for something that... I think the problem that I have with Mind Trap is that it appears to be an open-ended question, but it has a definite answer.
Mm.
And so if you're being read the thing by someone who already knows the answer or who just isn't very good at...
Riddles?
DMing.
No.
That situation, like answering questions about the thing... then it doesn't, it's not fun.
Well, that's my job, though. Like, that's what I do at work. Is people are like, there's got to be a solution here somewhere, and they'll phrase things awkwardly and not give me the information I need to find it.
Yeah.
So I have to ask a bunch of questions to get the information that I need so that I can solve the puzzle. And there is no game that's paying me as much as my work is paying me to do that. That's bullshit. True. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think if they paid me, I would do more puzzles.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Question number four, yes and no, or no and yes. Which of these mean no to you? Yeah, no, or no, yeah.
No. Yeah, no.
I mean, clearly, it's yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. No, yeah means yes.
No.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
no. Not even a question.
Right. Mm. I said it earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. Question number five. Yes or no? Did you enjoy this Fast Five?
Yes.
I'm asking because I needed a fifth question, not because I need validation. The fifth question is always the hardest.
Try.
That's true, yeah.
I validate you.
You know what I recommend? Write the fifth one first, and then you just have to...
reverse engineer.
You just do four more.
And that way the fourth one's the hardest.
That's... No, because it's not the fifth.
But I plead the fifth.
You already wrote the fifth
it
one.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
A minor chord.
A major lift.
A major lift around the cheekbones.
I plead the fifth.
Pockets under
there you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going definitely yes, and both for validation and because I enjoyed it.
I plead a fifth of rum.
All right, closing thoughts. Sometimes I get hit with bolts of inspiration. And sometimes I make this.
I thought this was great.
No, well
this,
done.
This was like, I don't want it every time, but you know.
No, sure.
It's not my usual, but nice.
Yeah, the occasional the occasional questionable upset, that's fine.
The committee.
Dun dun dun. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to a1podcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
The form.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I'm sure I do. My brain is so melted right now.
Thanks to everybody who comes to my show. And cheers.
Yeah. Thanks to all of the boothies that could be there this last weekend, we were light on help, and so every person who was there was that much more valuable.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I had to work, and I was not in a good state for it, but I did it! I was very appreciative for everybody that came out to help with that.
Yep.
Yeah, same shout out. It was a rough weekend, not gonna lie. So yeah, I'm gonna second James's shout out on that.
Weird.
I don't like it.
I don't like being right about stuff. It's fucking
nobody said you were right.
Nobody said he was ripe.
People have said that.
Broken clock twice a day.
But a slow clock rarely is.
Unless it's a digital clock, in which case it.
It's right still maybe twice.
No, it's dark.
Oh.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do, actually. So coming up Wednesday, September 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Crane Theater is the Fright Night Festival fundraiser. This is the fundraiser for the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
We're getting to be season, aren't we?
Get ready for a spine-chilling evening at our Fright Night Festival fundraiser set to support the annual Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Whew.
Join us for these delicious terrors, ominous oracles, readings of tarot runes and other oracles, wicked wares, exclusive shopping opportunities from Chaos and Quirk.
Ooh.
And Goblin Market. I don't know those people from Chaos and Quirk.
They sound never heard hot. Of them.
Well played. Music by Nicholas Nelson.
It's my spouse, and Mason Salsa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the photo booth. And then at 7, we will be doing the previews for the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Hell yeah.
And the silent auction that will be starting soon. And I'll be sharing that once I have a link. I think it starts this Friday evening. But the silent auction will end at the end of our festival. So there'll be some time there for people to see certain items that might be there and bid on things appropriately. We'll be accepting donations at the door.
Yes. Please don't bid inappropriately.
I mean,
it's a non-profit, you guys. Come on. But, yeah. Proceeds will go directly towards supporting the Twin Cities Horror Festival, ensuring we can continue to bring you the best in creepy creations and terrifying tales. And it is also our goal to have tickets available.
Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
So, fingers crossed on that. Pedantic Eric. Stop asking me about the fucking skeleton keys. God damn it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
James?
nothing this month. Other than if you're going out to Fest on a Saturday, come see Last Call. You'll get drinks and food and a show. And we have a lot of fun. Doing that.
Yeah, stop and if you're looking for people on Saturdays, open to 2, James and I will be at the fencing booth.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then Salsa has actual times.
Just look at the schedule.
Correct.
It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I got some things coming down the pipe, but that's still a month away. So.
Gross. Should clean that.
No. You gotta keep the seasoning in there
for it.
My landlord snaked the tub today.
Does anybody final thoughts?
Bye, love you, bye.
Actual.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. Thank you so much to Troy Detroit for sending in the Fast Five on behalf of myself and James and Jenna. Eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.